This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 25th. God's word for you today is sing, pray, tell. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 12, verse 4, and it says, thank the Lord and praise his name. Tell the world about his wonderful love. Psalm 147 verse 7 says, sing out your thanks to him. Sing praises to our God. We are to sing out our thanks to God. You cannot be singing, God, you are the greatest. You are the mightiest, with your hands folded across your chest. You can insist that you're singing, but what does your body language communicate? Does it say anything about a God that is the greatest? It does not at all. The psalmist says, forget your self-consciousness. No one is watching you. Sing out. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give. By your plan, that's just the way it is. You are God alone. From before time began, you were on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne and you are God alone. Unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable. That's who you are. The difference in singing to God from your heart is enormous. It is different from you singing. When you sing to God from your heart, you feel the difference. It is huge. God responds to you, to your heart, to your tone, to your body language, to your passion. So, you give God thanks by singing from your heart. Secondly, by thanking God in prayer. Take note that prayer here is not meaningless. Repetition. Sadly, sometimes the things we call prayer are actually not prayer at all. If it does not come from your heart, it is not authentic. O thou magnificent creator of the universe, what does magnificent mean to you? So how should we pray? Just talk to God. How do you talk to your friend? How do you talk to your spouse? How do you talk to people you are in a relationship with? How come when it's time to talk to God, everything changes? You were talking normally before. As soon as prayer time is announced, you get all spiritual. You are as spiritual as you are normally. That is how spiritual you are. The truth is, in the final analysis, it is how you engage normally that determines the quality of your life. So, you should pray by just talking to God. Just talk to God when you're driving. Just talk to him. Try it. At least you're alone in the car, so nobody will say you're crazy. Just try it. As you drive, think about your life and say to God, Father, I can provide for myself and I can pay my bills. Lord, I am grateful. I just want to say thank you. No drama. Psalm 105 verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord and pray to him. Speak to God, your Father. How can my life give thanks to God? By singing from my heart. By thanking God in prayer. Thirdly, by telling others the good news. In other words, what comes from within must impact the people around you. Your life says, thank you to God. When you tell others the good news about Jesus, tell others what God has done for you. Isaiah 12 verse 4 says, tell the world about his wonderful love. Let us pray. Father, I will give you thanks and praise. I will testify about your goodness and unfailing love in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.